This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again, I'm back with another series. This is Brent Lindquist, and I have a special guest with us today, Emily Hervey, who is a graduate student, and she's been through many transitions. And her research was in transitions, particularly the transitions that college students make, and we're going to talk about that. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Great. Tell us a little bit about that. What's on your heart today?
Well, I grew up overseas myself, everywhere from South America to Central Asia. And so in some ways that led me to a greater interest in other third culture kids, mm-hmm. those who have grown up in a culture other than the parents' culture. And that allowed me to get into some of the research as well. So I had an opportunity to include over 100 college students who grew up overseas, and was really looking at their current level of adjustment in college and how their previous transitions while growing up affected that and influenced that.
So you think that how they manage transitions as younger kids would impact how they made this big transition to college then?
So I was able to find out from a lot of college students some of the differences between their experiences moving overseas and their experience moving back to the States and how that influenced their current level of adjustment while in college.
Wow, that's really interesting. Do you have any specifics? Are you still in this, or what are you hoping to find? Or
some interesting things came out of that study. The first was the transition back to their parents' culture was overall much more difficult than the original transition overseas. And so just exploring that a little bit, the biggest difference was the cultural change. It wasn't the highest area of stress for them, but it was much more difficult coming back to the parents' culture than it originally was going overseas.
So if I'm a parent, I need to be more anxious about this or what?
Anxiety does not help.
Anxiety.
Anxiety does the opposite effect. In fact, it's very helpful for parents to set the example for their kids and reduce that anxiety by being able to dialogue within the family and just also having a clearer set of expectations. I think that's one of the key components is when going overseas, usually you're prepared to be in a new culture. You're expecting to face differences, to go through that learning process. You know you're going to be around different language. And what often you don't expect is having a very similar situation coming back to the U.S. or Canada or wherever the parents are from. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, they're in a place where their parents might call home, but they haven't experienced it as home.
And what's surprising, I guess, to them is that everybody expects them to be familiar and to not have a problem, and yet they're inside having more of a problem than maybe other people are expecting them to have.
Right. They might look like they're in the majority. Mm-hmm. They might look, sometimes they're called hidden immigrants. And everybody assumes that they're part of that culture because they look part of that culture. But they don't know the latest sayings. They don't, they haven't been around to see the latest TV shows or the music or whatever it is that is popular, especially for their age group. That hasn't been part of their cultural experience for the last 5, 10, however many years that they've been overseas.
Did your re-entry back or entry back or entry here, I don't know how to say it right, mirror your research findings or were you different?
Well, I think one of the unique facets of my experience was that it was atypical in that we weren't really planning to move back to the U.S. when we did. There was some unrest in the country that we were in, and that led to the government asking us, or probably more than asking, deciding that we should leave there. So we We did. We got back to the States, and really it was a difficult transition. And it was probably harder coming in than it was leaving the other country, because back in the States, there were just a lot of assumptions that were inaccurate. And I got these comments of, oh, you must be so happy to be home, to be back, to have left that environment. And yet I was in a place where suddenly I didn't have people with common experience. I didn't have people to relate to.
Wow. What were some of the things that kind of got you through those tough spots?
It was a process. It was a long time of thinking and processing. Really what helped was getting back together with those who were overseas and having a chance to debrief. And really what came out of that was a greater awareness of what has in part influenced the direction that I'm going in my career of psychology. And I realized that I had a much better insight into the lives of many who face that kind of experience and that kind of difficulty than I would otherwise. And so that was really encouraging to me, to be aware that really something positive can come out of that. And even if it's just growth, maturity, experience, really there can be long-term benefits.
No matter potentially how stressful the reentry was or the entry, good stuff can come out of it then.
As long as a healthy process of healing and support is available, if a TCK or anybody comes back after some degree of trauma or stress and doesn't have the community support, doesn't have somebody who's there to listen and understand, then there can be more detrimental effects.
Well, that's very interesting, because particularly the fact that your return was very sudden, and it sounds like one of the things that helped was that didn't help was comments from people or expectations that you would sort of stub your toe on as you walked around. But then to be able to get back with people who had gone through that, was it people who had done this exact same transition from the same country as you, or was it also just meeting other people that have gone through troubling transition?
In that case, at least originally, it was those who had been working with us. So our team, our group that really had been the form of support while over there. And so it was really neat to have some time together again and kind of relive that community that had formed while overseas. But what followed was a retreat where we were also able to dialogue with some others who had been overseas and were back in the U.S.
Sure. The reason why I ask that is that sometimes because people locate somewhere and the kids start school or start college or something, there's a feeling, well, we can't do this ritual of closure because people's lives have picked up. And I think what you just illustrated is that you need to have that time of grieving, if you will, of celebrating, if you will, of closure, if you will, in such a significant process so that you can move on. I can imagine if I was in college, this happened the summer before I was a freshman in college, and then I'm at school and I find out that everybody got together without me, I'd feel an incredible sense of loss.
Right. So. Right. And that's right. Hitting it on the head. The importance of realizing that a process of grief is really required and having the time to do that. Being aware that you're not alone, that many others have gone through that process and need that time and often have a very wide range of emotions and reactions and ways of coping, and just a greater awareness that that's okay, and that's necessary.
Well, that's great. We've been talking to Emily Hervey. She's a graduate student and working on some research, very interesting research on transitions. And we're just having a series of conversations. So thanks for joining us, and talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.